Hi, this is John Galloway from Microsoft. We're continuing our look at ASP.NET Web API with a look at authorization. In a previous screencast, we used a custom action filter to enforce validation, and that was a little tricky because we had to both write and register that filter. This case is a little bit easier because there's a built-in filter for authorization. So let's take a look. We're in our comments controller, and in order to enforce authorization for this entire comments controller, all I need to do is drop an authorize attribute on the controller class. If I go to definition, you can see that the comments controller is actually inside of system.web.http, so this is built in. And we need to keep in mind that we're writing an HTTP service, not a website. So in this case, we can't just redirect to a login page. All we're doing is returning an HTTP 401, and it's up to our client to decide how to handle that. If we take a look at the JavaScript, we'll see now that we've changed our get method so that it handles both status codes it can expect, a 200, which says that the get succeeded, and a 401, which says that authorization failed. In this case, we've decided to, on the client, redirect to the login page. So let's take a look at this in action. I'm first going to request comments without authorization. So the service is going to respond with an HTTP 401, and the client redirects me to the login page. Now I'm going to log in, and now that I'm authorized, I can request comments and the service will provide them to me. So this is accomplished via two things. One, the authorize attribute on my service, and two, in my JavaScript, I need to handle the status code HTTP 401, which says that I'm unauthorized. That concludes our look at authorization in ASP.NET Web API.